You were selling a real simple concept, and then you said you improved in your salesmanship. What was it that made you better?
When I was being trained, and I was trained for 2 days, we called on this shop in a small town in Indiana. A lot of the shops back then had greenhouses connected with the flower shop. The owner of the flower shop was in the back of the greenhouse watering plants when we went into the shop to sell. So we walked to the back of the greenhouse and talked to the man, and he said yes, he'd buy a directory and an ad. On the way back through the greenhouse, it really looked dark. It looked like there was going to be a storm. So I start talking about the storm, and do you think it's going to hail? And boy, I bet hail would really give this glass greenhouse a hard time. And I basically got the guy worried enough. He dropped the ad, but he bought the directory from me. So it was things like this. You learn what to not talk about, which is pretty basic, but it takes a few times to learn it, and the positive things to talk about. Some of the shops I call on 4, 5, 6 years in a row. And if I ever call on a shop one time, the second time, they always renewed for me. I didn't lie to people, and I built up a great trust with my customers.
You had a likability about you that you were born with. You must have had, a salesman's charisma of some sort that you must admit to. They liked you. You got to be liked in order to sell something, right?
That's correct. Well, I know when I was in Penny's, the farmers come in, they'd all wait and ask for me to be their salesman, which helped me on commissions. So you learn to build a personality.
Right. And then I would imagine you remembered names.
I kept a card on every shop I called on, put down the date I called on them, get as much information on their family as I could, because family is always number one thing to talk about, and talk about their business. So I had this information on the card that add to it every year. And the other salesman did the same thing. If somebody was going to use my territory that I had sold the year before, I'd give them my cards and I'd take their cards. The card system worked good.
So Ken Short
started National Florist Directory, and then he also started Florifax. The reason for it is, if you remember, FTD gave guaranteed payment. TDS gave guaranteed payment. The National Florist Directory was not guaranteed payment. Also, they had to send a statement to the florist, and the florist would have to mail a check. People wanted guaranteed payment with a clearinghouse where they could only send one check a month. So he started Florifax, which was just basically another wire service, and he had a new concept. He had had a windshield replaced in his car. It was insured, and when he went to the auto glass shop, drew a check on an insurance company. So the auto glass company was paid immediately. So he looked into it. He worked with the banks and found that if an order was placed in Memphis, Tennessee, and it was going to go to Birmingham, Alabama, the shop in Birmingham, Alabama, could fill out a draft on Florifax in Leechville, Arkansas, and receive immediate payment. Not only that, they could list 5 orders with their shop's code numbers on that one draft and get immediate payment. That was a start for Florifax. That was unique because everyone else had to send a report into headquarters, and then the wire service would run it through their computer and send a bill for the balance when it was balanced out. They would balance the incoming and outgoing orders.
You joined Florifax?
Since Mr. Short owned both National Florist Directory and he owned Florifax, a couple of us he would let sell both. In other words, when I call in the shop, I would sell him the National Florist Directory. And then I would say, you know, we also have Florifax. Florifax will give you guaranteed payment. They say, well, why do I need National Florist Directory then if I get Florifax? Well, there's still a lot of people that only use National Florist Directory. And I never gave high pressure, whichever one you want. So I sold both National Florist Directory and Florifax. A lot of the National Florist Directory men didn't want to take the time to try to sell Florifax. So as a result, there was only 2-3 of us that sold both. And so I learned the Florifax way of doing business also.
While you're on the road here as a single man, it was hard for you to be dating anybody, wasn't it?
It really was. But I came back to Oklahoma City quite a bit because I really learned to love Oklahoma City. And I visited my fraternity brothers. While I was in school, I built a better relationship with my fraternity and their brothers than I did at Oklahoma City University. The reason I came back to Oklahoma City University was because of the fraternity. When I would return, we'd usually go out, they'd fix me up with a date. And I learned to spend a lot more time in Oklahoma City than most places. That's where I dated and wound up marrying my first wife.
What was her name?
Judy Flaherty. We were married August 16th, 1963. I was still on the road traveling, so she would travel with me a little bit. In fact, when I'd work Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, we would rent a apartment in Denver, and I would work those areas out of Denver. Then later, we had our first daughter, March 31st, 1966. So she stayed home more, and I started to want to really settle down more. When I talked to Mr. Short about it, he said, well, why don't you become sales manager of Floorfax? So in 1967, I became sales manager of Floorfax. We wound up moving to Leechville, Arkansas, where my wife could be with me. I still did a great deal of traveling, but I at least had a home with a wife and a beautiful home.
You bought a house.
Bought a house that happened to be the largest house in Leechville, Arkansas, which isn't saying much, a town of 1,500 population. But it was a beautiful home, and we had a lot of fruit trees.
Actually, didn't you take a pay cut from traveling and settling down?
I took a big pay cut. They dropped my pay, I think, to $10,000 or $11,000 and paid the expenses. But it was a lot less income for me. And in fact, after the first year, I had to quit to get a pay raise, and they finally gave me a $1,000 raise and a $1,000 bonus, which still upset me a great deal, but the pay just wasn't there.
But you continued on.
What happened is, in March of 1970, Mr. Short sold Floorfax to Dick Hughes in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Cecil Samara, I believe, was part owner for a small time. So there was new ownership, and I still continued on as sales manager.
When Ken Short sold Floorfax to these two gentlemen, how did that affect you?
Well, I was concerned, and I was wondering if they're going to bring in a new sales manager, what was going to happen. So I was there for a while, and I noticed that there was a gentleman I probably was training to be a replacement, but I didn't know for sure. But I really wanted to do something on my own, and I wanted to go into central buying, where I would buy product hard goods in bulk and sell it on a different way to retail florists and to some wholesalers. But I had this large home in Leechville, Arkansas, and Rex Rudy, who helped with the sale and became a good friend of mine, came to me and said, well, Herman, if you're going to be doing something on your own, you really need to look at selling this house, and we have a bookkeeper coming in that has the money to buy a house, and you might want to sell it to him. So I did sell the house to Mr. Booker. We still had our home in Oklahoma City, but it looked like the company was going to be moving to Tulsa, Oklahoma, which it did. I was still vice president of sales of Floorfax, and they just assumed I work out of Oklahoma for air connections being sales manager rather than out of Leechville, Arkansas, because we had to drive 85 miles to get to an airport. So it worked out better to be sales manager out of Oklahoma City. But one day, a customer of mine called and said, I see where you're working in North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and South Dakota, and when did you give up your job as sales manager? And I said, well, I'm still sales manager. He said, well, in the book it says you're a regional rep. So I opened the directory, saw that I was a salesman in Minnesota and so forth. That happened October 22nd at 1:30 in 1970. And at 1:32, I decided I was going to start my own wire service.
Because they hadn't told you.
They had not told me that I was demoted and that they brought someone else on. So I gave my notice October 22nd. My last day was November 7th, 1970. My first directory for a new company came out in December 1970.